For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
My guest is Tony Bennett.
My guest today is Oscar Peterson.
My guest today is Wynton Marsalis.
Many of the greatest names in music were welcomed to NPR's long-running program Piano Jazz by another of music's greats, Marion McPartland. Now a new music series at Columbia's Coger Center for the Arts has been inaugurated with an evening of songs written by the groundbreaking pianist. Trumpeter Mark Rapp conceived of the series live in the lobby with the Coger to use the facility's lobby for intimate concerts. When he learned the date chosen for the kickoff was the 101st anniversary of McPartland's birth, it was natural to do a program of her music, he said, because he admired her writing.
Very creative, just a slightly different approach than the standard 251 model of straight ahead jazz. She would do a 251, but then the next chord would be something that just was surprising. It's like, why in the world is she doing A flat there? That should not make sense, and it totally does. It's absolutely gorgeous. It just makes it so much more rich.
My guest is Nora Jones.
My guest today on Piano Jazz is Keith Jarrett.
Elvis Costello is my guest. Well,
Sherry Hutchinson produced Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz for South Carolina Public Radio for many years. She called McPartland a pioneer as one of the first women to lead a jazz trio. When it came time to host Bill Evans, one of her influences, Hutchinson said the original producer asked McPartland to compose a theme for that show.
And he says, I want it to sound like nervous people chattering. That was her only direction. And she sat there and came up with Kaleidoscope. And of course, that was heard every week for over 30 years.
Rapp opened the lobby series with Kaleidoscope, which you're now hearing. Hutchinson said McPartland hosted jazz's giants and journeymen, but she didn't confine herself strictly to that category.
She loved the music of people like Willie Nelson. She just loved playing with him. And Charlie Watts of the Rolling Stones. Her taste in music was wide, so it didn't matter that it may fall into a country genre or rock genre or a classical genre. It was just good music.
Chick Corea, Nancy Lewis, Sarah Vaughan, Mr. Steve Allen.
Rapp called McPartland a perfect study of jazz history while also being very modern and unique.
It's a really interesting blend. She'll play some phrases that are just straight up beautiful bebop or straight up Duke Ellington. And then the next phrase is like this crazy modern reharmonization and angular rhythm, almost like a Thelonious Monk or something. And then she'll come back and just play this beautiful line. It's really just creative improvisation. I mean, it hits you in the soul.
McPartland was a musical chameleon, said Hutchinson, because she could so easily adapt her style to that of her guests. She also created spontaneous musical portraits of her special favorites.
And it started all with Chick Corea. He wanted to do a portrait of Marion, and she turned around and did the same thing. It was amazing how she could capture the guest's personality, musical style, even their physicality. It was jaw-dropping. I mean, it was on-the-spot compositions.
McPartland would be honored to know her music was living on, said Hutchinson, but Rapp said the honor was his to inaugurate the lobby series with a tribute to a jazz great with strong ties to the Palmetto State. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.